Halliburton will no longer be the exclusive military contractor in Iraq. The company, which was once run by Vice President Dick Cheney, was paid billions of dollars to provide food and shelter to the troops. But Halliburton is accused of overcharging the government by some $1 billion, according to official audits. Now, three companies will compete for the Iraq contracting work, and one more company will oversee those three. Griff Witte broke this story in today's Washington Post. He joins me now, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Madeline. Good to be here.
Now, who made this decision and why?
This was a decision that was made by Army officials, and it came after quite a bit of criticism that they've endured over the last few years. They've taken a lot of heat for the fact that they've given Halliburton this exclusive contract to essentially provide soldiers worldwide with various sorts of logistics support. That includes mail service, includes laundry service, includes feeding troops at bases around the world. It's a very, very large contract, billions and billions of dollars. And the Army decided essentially that they could no longer continue giving Halliburton the work exclusively. They want to divvy it up among various contractors.
So does that indicate that the Army took these allegations of overcharging seriously?
It's tough to know. They won't admit that. They say that Halliburton did a great job. They say that they are satisfied with the work that was performed under the contract. But they do say that having a single contractor put them at a great deal of risk. So by having three contractors with a fourth to actually oversee the first three, they feel that they can divvy up the work. They feel that they can get better competition in terms of prices. And they feel they'll have essentially a backup plan in case one of their contractors falls through.
Mm-hmm. Well, how big a blow is this to Halliburton?
Well, this has been a very, very large contract for them in Iraq. It raked in about $7 billion last year worldwide, and expected to bring in about $4 to $5 billion this year. So it's really helped to make them the biggest contractor in Iraq. However, they're a company that has a very diverse array of lines of business, and government contracting is just one of them. They've done very, very well in the last year. They've been helped tremendously by the fact that oil prices have been rising. So overall, the company is going to be just fine. They're not going to be rattling a tin cup anytime soon.
Hmm. Does this include the oil contract?
That's a separate contract, but something interesting is going on with that contract as well. Essentially, the United States is saying after September 30th, we are no longer going to be giving officials access to a very large chunk of money that was set aside for Iraq reconstruction. And we're going to complete the work after September 30th that we've already begun, but we're not going to be starting ordering new work after that point. And so that oil services contract is one of the contracts that's affected by that. It's a reconstruction contract that will be sort of slowly petering out after September 30th. So it is a very important transition. You're seeing authority transfer from the U.S. to the Iraqis. You're also going to see, obviously, Iraq has been a very lucrative business for a lot of U.S. companies, and the administration has taken a lot of heat in that regard in terms of the allegations of war profiteering by American firms. And it is not, there's still going to be business there for U.S. firms, but you're going to see also a lot of work transferred over to Iraqi companies, to local firms.
You know, defenders of Halliburton have long said, well, no one else can really do this work because no one else is as experienced and as big, frankly, as Halliburton.
That's right. And one of the things that will be interesting to see what happens here is that Halliburton is considered by most experts to be a company that's going to be a leading front runner for one of these three contracts that will be bid. So this is not necessarily Halliburton going away. I'm reasonably confident that they're going to be bidding on this work to be one of the three contractors. And I think that most experts would handicap them as a pretty good favorite to win one of these new contracts. So it's not Halliburton necessarily going away. It's that Halliburton is now going to have to share this work with others.
Griff Witte of The Washington Post, thank you.
Madeline, thanks very much.